Also, messages are being sent by different countries. At the same time, threats and promises. If Hezbollah responds, we will do this, we will do that, to Lebanon, to Syria, to the region. This was said in public and also in private. However, all of Israel, all of its political leaders, its generals, its inhabitants, its settlers, its soldiers, its military personnel, their focus, their eyes, ears, their minds were all set on Lebanon. Where in Lebanon? On Hezbollah, on one word, on one smile, one signal, one stance. What will this party do? Israel, let me speak in a clear language. I consider the first achievement of the blood of the martyrs and the first Israeli confession to the capability of the resistance and its value and its readiness was that from Sunday until Wednesday, Israel was standing on 1.5 legs, waiting for Hezbollah in Lebanon. Not on 2 legs, on 1.5. This is because of the blessing of the blood of the martyrs and the determination of the fighters and the determination of the supporters of the resistance fighters. Some assumed that now all hell will break loose against Hezbollah. Iran will call. Allow me to speak freely. Some said, for example, Iran would call and say, be careful, we have nuclear negotiations, P5+1, there's a good chance that a solution will be reached, so don't do anything. Or the Syrian leadership will say, they're threatening, they might strike us, you know, today the priority is fighting the others. I say, no. Syria, Iran, friend, those who love us, no one of those friends, none of them, would satisfy or would agree to us being humiliated. None of those beloved would be satisfied or would accept our blood to be spilt without responding. Also, between brackets, I'm just closing some files here, between brackets, this continuous talk about Iranian nuclear talks, no, there's nothing in Lebanon which is related to this. Let all the Lebanese, everyone be aware, there is nothing here related to the Iranian nuclear negotiations, whether it be the presidential elections in Lebanon or the decision of the resistance to respond to any aggression. This is something which is Lebanese, which the Iranians respect. Iran respects our interests, it respects our dignity. So, between brackets, close this case. This stance was enough to tell the Israelis and the whole world, to tell the Israelis, look, you cannot kill people and then go and sleep and rest reassured. And your farmers go and go about their daily lives, and your soldiers take walks on the border and feel safe and secure as if you killed insects. No. From the very beginning, Israel, the Israelis confessed that they are confronting a different reality. And also the Israelis put together or put all the scenarios on the table, a non-response, a response, and when they referred to the response, they spoke about the least possible response to targeting infrastructure and institutions, etc., because the Israelis know that the resistance is capable and the resistance is ready, and that everything which has been said until now, you know who knows more than anyone else? The Israelis. People who don't trust us, they say, you're saying this, okay. But the Israelis, regardless of whether or not they trust us, their information tells them. This might be some of the blessings of the spies. They help in psychological warfare. So the enemy knows that this circle of scenarios are all possible. All these scenarios are possible for Hezbollah. Hezbollah is capable of carrying out all of these, each one of these scenarios. Now, we haven't reached the operation itself yet. As the Israelis were confused and discussing, the whole region was waiting. And I will say also, with all transparency, from the very beginning on Sunday, just after the operation, we were clear. Then we needed to meet and take decisions, but we were clear. But when we met, the discussion didn't take more than 10 minutes. I will say what happened because it will give a clue, signals the future path, not just for the sake of history, to refer to the future path. We, from the very beginning, we were very clear. We must respond. That was our stance, that we must respond. There was no hesitation, no, not even 0.1%. of room for discussion. The Israelis must be punished for the crime they committed in Quneitra, and we must put an end to this ongoing Israeli crimes and aggressions and killings and arrogance. And that this requires, we also said that this requires sacrifice, even if situations reach the end, even if the situation reaches the end. So we decided where the operation should take place, the nature of the operation, the time of the operation, what kind of operation, what the choices are for the resistance fighters. We looked into them and we based our calculations on the worst scenarios. The worst possible scenario. We prepared ourselves for the worst scenarios and we took measures based on these calculations. And this is what the Israelis fully understood before Wednesday, because there was a lot of movement with that the Israelis were aware of. The Israelis understood that any bullet fired from any place they expect, they know that he who is opening fire now, he is ready to go to further than anyone could imagine in the world, and ready for this. So this was related to deterrence, to the result which the events ended with in the Shuba farms and the border. Then we saw the unique operation of the Mujahideen and the Shuba farms on Wednesday around 11:30, and God helped us in all different aspects, and we thank God. We plan, of course, and we make preparations, and our fighters take all the measures, but everything else, then God. God is the one who makes us achieve victory. Even the result, this number or that number, this is all God's work. This professionalism which you speak about, we rely on God for this. Yes, we do have professionals. Yes, there's no mistaking that. Then the operation took place. This is some of the uniqueness of this operation. Many spoke about it. It took place right in the midst of the Israeli state of alert and preparations. The Israelis were aware. The Israelis, from beginning Sunday, they saw all of the measures. They were spying on us. There are cellular phones. They were eavesdropping and spying, and there were measures which were taken. The Israelis understood. So from Sunday night and Monday, they were at the highest level of alert, intelligence level, the spies, the border, the precautionary measures, the front, everything. Even if an insect passes, they should spot it on the border. So they took all the measures. However, the resistance in broad daylight and right in the midst of the state of alert, it carried out this unique operation in the Shuba farms. And the Israelis were incapable. I say this to the enemy, to the people of the enemy, because the people consider that the army is the strongest army. I'd like to tell them that right in the midst, at the peak of the state of alert, and they have all of this surveillance and a very difficult area, at this same time, the Israelis were not able to know what happened from the beginning of the operation till the end. And when our fighters came back, the Israelis knew. or they awoke. This is a message to the enemy, to the people of the enemy, and to the friends, to our friends, to the most honorable people who are always, there are always efforts made to shake the confidence of the supporters of your resistance. Even the enemy said this. The enemy said it was a smart, professional operation, a secret operation. Yes, this is your resistance. As a result of this operation, then we go to the stance. The result of this operation was they killed us in broad daylight, we killed them in broad daylight. 11:30 or 11:45, either 11:30, 11:25 or 11:35. So they killed us 11:30, 11:45, we killed them 11:25 or 11:35. Two cars, on the other hand, we targeted two cars plus and more. People killed and wounded, and we have martyrs. Now, regarding the numbers, we'll see how we can solve that. Missiles, on the other side, we also had missiles. We didn't plant an improvised explosive device, no. In broad daylight, the people on the battlefield, they launched these rockets from their shoulders. There are two differences between us and the Israelis. The first is because the Israelis are cowards, because they're not real men, and because they don't fight except behind fortifications or behind walls. They attacked us by surprise. But the men of resistance, because they are real men, because they don't fear death, they came face to face. There's a second difference. The Israelis didn't have the courage. They carried out this act, but they didn't have the courage to claim responsibility for the operation. But the resistance claimed responsibility in statement number one, directly after the operation took place. Therefore, this is what happened up until now. So, as a conclusion, because they're still stalling, the conclusion, the result now, is all they got was disappointment. All they will get is disappointment, and the only thing we will get is victory. And those, our fighters who were killed are in heaven, their fighters who were killed are in hell. Now to issue the statement. It is our duty here to express my thanks and to salute the Mujahideen of the resistance and their leaders who, from the very beginning, since the assassination took place, they were working very precisely. And I must salute specifically the heroic Mujahideen who carried out this unique operation right at the heart of the enemy, and I kiss their hands and I kiss their raised foreheads.